Here we are back again. Carrie and John Shushart in the studio with me all the way from Ipswich. And Mary Finneran came all the way across the river from Carrow. Right. Thank you, Mary. Thank you again for being with us. And we're going to talk about Pilgrim Pipeline. What is Pilgrim Pipeline?
Okay. Pilgrim Pipeline is actually Pilgrim Pipelines. It's not in existence as yet, and we're hoping that it never will be. It's a dual pipeline that the Pilgrim Company is planning on. I love these names, Pilgrim, you know, these Constitution, these lovely names that are supposed to make you feel patriotic about these pipelines. But it's a dual pipeline. Crude oil will be picked up in Albany and brought down to Linden, New Jersey, where it will be refined, and the refined petroleum product will be shipped back up to Albany, where it will go out of the Port of Albany. So these pipelines will not behoove us in any way, shape, or form, except via the decimation of some environmental, very sensitive environmental areas. Also, the property values. Property values are lost when these pipelines come through. So it's a dual oil pipeline. They're planning, they say that it's all going to be from the Bakken Shale. There's some who think that it might be coming some of it from tar sands. So they've pretty, the Bakken Shale is pretty safe to say that that's what they're planning to ship.
And that, the Bakken Shale, just tell listeners, is that in the Dakotas?
The Bakken Shale is in the Dakotas, and it's all from fracking. So it's fracked oil, and it's being shipped here.
So hydrofracking, we've talked about that a lot on my show and in on this community radio station at length, as a matter of fact. And we've all come to the conclusion that it's really not good for the environment. It involves pumping chemicals in water deep, deep down and fracking, and it has just huge waste product, right?
A huge waste product, and if I can say my primary concern with fracking is the consumption of water. It's millions upon millions upon millions of gallons of water that is not put back into the water cycle. The water becomes toxic, and it never goes back into the water cycle. And with all the droughts going on, the Ogallala Aquifer is way down. But that's an aside. But when they talk about the droughts in California and they're still allowing fracking there, forget about what the farmers are using. The farmers, when they use their irrigation, that water is going back into the rain cycle. It is being evaporated. This water is not. They put it in injection wells. They get rid of it any way they can because it is extremely toxic when they're finished with it.
So in principle, Governor Cuomo has banned hydrofracking in the state of New York, and that was a big victory. Is that correct?
I'm not the person to say that it's not really a big victory. They have. It is a big victory that there will be no high volume drilling at this time.
Okay.
Until they find a way to make it. It's
okay.
Not very
so it's a
lucrative.
Temporary.
I would say it's more of a moratorium on the high volume fracking. We still have lots of other forms. There's low volume. We're looking at gel, but that's.
Okay.
That's disconnected from
I just find it interesting that in principle they appear to be against hydrofracking, but they're willing to ship this hydrofracked crude all the way through the state, which is almost just as bad. Pipelines leak?
Pipelines leak. Pipelines leak. Pipelines are made by welders. Welders are not necessarily, they're human. They do have welding machines, but I was a welder for 3 years know that, you know, porosity and pipelines leak. Pipelines can also explode. Pipelines are not safe. They do try to make them as safe as they can, but they're not necessarily very safe. The bomb trains have more incidents, but when the pipelines go, it's much bigger.
Interesting. So just to reference to the bomb trains, we've had these trains appear. I remember seeing the first time I saw them up in Albany, these giant black like tanker trains that were full of crude oil coming from the Dakotas and being shipped all the way down to New York City to be shipped out. And where is that oil going?
Well, actually, they can't ship crude right now. That's still against the law. They ship it down to the refineries, and then it goes out. And the tanker cars that you're talking about, they use the same tanker cars for dairy, for all kinds of other fluids. You need to watch for the 1267 little diamond flammable thing to understand that. And the crew, they also have some very dangerous chemicals, and they'll have them all on the same train with the crude oil. So it's trains can be very dangerous. But
we had a couple incidents. Quebec was one where people were killed in a very remote area.
In Lac Megantic, it's a huge, huge explosion. There's been at least five or six since then. I don't have those at the fingertip because I was thinking about the Pilgrim today. But it is the same crude that they want to pull through. It's the same crude that is affecting the environment, the Ezra Prince community. They will be taking that from the global, from any of the places. The trains will be bringing this oil, and that is the oil that they plan on using for the Pilgrim. They do say that it'll be saving some of the barge traffic, but it's safer for the Hudson. But the Pilgrim Pipeline, one of the crazy things about that is that their map route, they want to go underneath the Hudson in Albany and go down part of Rensselaer County, and then come back underneath the Hudson, and then continue on following the thruway until they reach Greene County, where they're going to be following the high power lines for a little bit, then following the thruway right of way.
So they want to go underneath the Hudson twice,
yep,
because they really just want this pipeline to go through Rensselaer, apparently.
Well, I really don't know why. It's missing some of the big areas where they have a lot of the oil tanks or the gasoline tanks there in Delmar and Bethlehem. Bethlehem is also it's a hotbed of people who will fight when they don't like things. So whether they're trying to avoid them, I don't know why they're doing it. I haven't seen an explanation for that, but that's what the route map says.
Well, this is very interesting. Now, we have situations in which entire towns in Ulster, Green, just entire towns in New York State have actually banned hydrofracking, right? There's a few of them, right?
Yes, we do have some towns. There's no towns in Green County that have banned hydrofracking. Okay. There are some in Ulster County, Woodstock, Rosendale, Rochester, and
it might even be Westchester County. Towns where Kingston there probably would never be hydrofracking, but just in principle,
yes,
towns have the power and capacity to do that, right?
And that's with the local land ordinances where they have zoned it out. And we're actually looking to see if any of those zoning laws, or I have to make that clear, if any of those zoning laws might actually preclude the Pilgrim Pipeline from coming through too. It's mainly a zoning and industrial zoning ban. And those bans were upheld by the New York State appellate court recently. So that's about a year ago. So that was for me, that was more of a cause of celebration than the ban on hydrofracking.
This is all interesting. And you also have this incident a few days ago or a week ago where Hillary Clinton finally came out against the Keystone XL somewhat, I guess, supposedly.
You gotta keep an eye out for things because they actually the route that the Exxon that the Keystone is following, there's actually another route that they already have a pipeline going through which can take the place of that. So it's a safe pipeline actually to be against so that they can, you know, they get all these people cheering. Just much like the New York State ban on hydrofracking, it's got a lot of people quiescent now. They're not watching for all of the events. For example, we're getting 30% of the fracking waste in New York State now. That we're getting all kinds of radioactive waste in New York State, and we're having water withdrawals taken from New York State for fracking in other states. So although we don't have the high volume drilling, we have just about everything else. So it's similar with the Keystone Pipeline. The Pilgrim Pipeline, just so I can make sure that I get this all this, is it's kind of insane what they want to do in Greene County, because they want to pass, they're actually going to parallel the bomb trains, and they'll be passing over a natural gas pipeline, the Iroquois, which is a huge pipeline, and then they're going to be actually passing right next to Athens-Gen, which is a natural gas-run power plant, and next to the Iroquois compressor station. So, I mean, it's kind of, I'm always thinking, whenever I think of Athens these days, I think of the poor Athens ruins and what might happen, and you know, and Sam living there, Sam Sebrin, who introduced me to you.
Indeed, indeed. I know where Sam stands on this position, absolutely. And it's not just an environmental issue as far as, you know, the potential catastrophe, the leakage, the exploding of trains, the pipeline digging up and blight on your view or whatever it is. It's actually a huge issue of consumption, of energy consumption. The energy tycoons just wanting profit, profit, and more profit, and not willing to encourage a culture of alternative energy and less consumption.
Yes, the Pilgrim Pipeline, you know, all of them, but they talk a lot about jobs,
right.
And they talk, and they do want to, it is all about profit over people, profit over, you know, the environment. And a lot of this profit, a lot of this fuel is running out, and there's more jobs now in solar than there are in these other, the pipeline jobs. And so it's like, you know, these guys say, well, where do I go? Well, Sundog, right here in Columbia County, I saw a huge help wanted sign. There are places to have it. So there's
solar
jobs
panels
there.
Are going in. I just visited a orchard, a conventional, you know, chemical spray, the whole thing, because with fruit, it's very hard to do it organically. However, I don't know why I'm mentioning that, but if they had solar panels all over the orchard, so all their house, their packing shed, their cold storage, all their equipment was all being powered by the sun. It's just common sense.
Yep.
But so there are incentives, there are going on, but there's people fighting back. And I got to say, this is Mary Finneran here, and there are groups of citizens for local power. I know about them. Hudson Riverkeeper is another one of them. And so it looks like there's an event coming up, Mary. I'm wondering if you could just share when and where we could learn more about the Pilgrim Pipelines coming our way.
Yeah.
Are being proposed to come our way.
It's proposed to come our way. We're bound and determined to stop it. It's going to be this Thursday, October 1st, from 7 to 9 at the Bridge Street Theater, 44 West Bridge Street in Catskill, fairly close to the Catskill Creek. And we have Roger Downs at the Sierra Club, Jen Metzger of Citizens for Local Power, and she's also a legislator. I think it's Rosendale. I don't want to be misquote that. And she's wonderful. She's been a powerhouse getting a lot of communities all up and all down the Hudson to New Jersey to sign resolutions against having the Pilgrim Pipeline. Kate Hudson of Riverkeeper has also been working very hard on that. She worked for the DEC for a long time, so she got some pretty a pretty strong knowledge of environmental law.
Mm-hmm.
And Iris Bloom of Protecting Our Waters, who came up, who works a lot in Pennsylvania but also works here, and she's another one. She's got fire in her belly, and she's going to be really good to hear, and a lot of information coming out of them.
Great. Fantastic. So you heard it. Thursday, October 1st. That is this Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. in Catskill. Catskill, if you haven't been there, might want to go check it out. It's an interesting little town. Bridge Street Theater at 44 West Bridge Street in Catskill.
And refreshments will be provided.
And you are from the Coalition to Stop Pilgrim Pipelines, Greene County. And do you want to give your phone number out, or if people want to, how do they find out more about this movement?
I can give my phone number.
Okay.
I'm not sure what my husband's going to say about this, but it's my cell phone. 965-2935 if anybody has any questions.
That's in the 518 area code.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck with stopping this thing.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. So, Pilgrim Pipeline. Thank you again, Mary.